Hello, this is the Ramblings of an Undisciplined Mind podcast for Tuesday, March 15th, 2016. It's a gray Tuesday today, but it's been a good day. I went to a alternate facility for the company there that I don't usually go to, and it was fun because I got to see a lot of people that I haven't seen in a while. So, yeah, that was a good time. What I thought I'd talk about today is Mythbusters. We recently watched the last couple episodes of Mythbusters. And, you know, I've watched this show for a long time. I mean, I think it was on for like 16 years or something like that. And, you know, I've been watching it for the majority of that time. And I'm going to really miss it. It's, you know, I really grew to, you know, feel like I kind of knew the people involved a bit. And they've done some really interesting things, and things that have stuck with me. There's some of it that is just, you know, for fun. But there are certain things like, they did a thing. They were actually trying to prove that that the toilet seat was like the dirtiest place in the house, and they were actually doing it at MI5 there, which is the production company that, or the special effects company that Jamie runs. So they weren't even really at a house; they were in a multi-person environment there, and, you know, they did all these different swabs of different places, and then, you know, rub the swab in a petri dish, and you give it time to incubate, and you see, you know, what had the most. And they did the toilet seat, and then they just went and did cultures on a number of different things around the shop there. And the result that surprised them, and that has always stuck with me, is one of the things they did is they had a sponge there on the sink in their little kitchenette, in their lunchroom. People would use to, like, wipe out the dishes if they brought lunch in and that kind of thing. And that was worse than the toilet seat. That was the worst thing. You know, which really gives you an ew moment, because you're thinking that, wow, that should be pretty nice. But it was just, you know, a hive of scum and germetry to warp a Star Wars quote. It was really nasty. And, you know, so to this day, like at work, I won't use any of the communal cleaning equipment. You know, like right now, they don't have a sponge, but they have one of these, you know, bottle brushes you can use for, or brushes you can use for wiping out your coffee mug or something like that. I won't use it. I don't touch it. If I want to wash out my mug, I'll get some of the paper towels from the dispenser and wet them and use them. And, you know, they're probably not as good, but I figure they're not as germ-ridden either. The other one that I've not had occasion to use, you know, the very last, you know, so they had this episode that was kind of, you know, it really wasn't that they were working on myths so much, but they just felt that they had to, you know, some things that they wanted to do, like they gave Buster a send-off. Buster is the dummy that they use for a lot of the dangerous things, where they wanted a human analog, but they didn't want to use a real human. They had this crash dummy that they named Buster, and so they actually launched him from a rocket sled where he disintegrated. And they blew up. Very early on, they did this thing where they were trying to prove or disprove a myth that you could clean out concrete from the inside of a cement truck using dynamite, because there was a myth that you could do that. And they quickly found out that, if I remember correctly, that no, you couldn't do that. But just for fun, You know, they're like, well, you know, at the end of it, this one of the things that kind of started the big explosions, they loaded a bunch of explosives in the back of this thing, and they blew that truck to hell. And it was really fun, but I wasn't surprised that they redid that for the final episode, because they didn't have any, there was a screw-up, I forget what it was. There was a screw-up, some sort of screw-up with the high-speed camera, and so they did not get any high-speed footage of it at all. All they had was normal speed footage, so that's why they wanted to do that one, and they got some beautiful high speed shots of that, and they did a couple other things, and then they had another episode that was just Jamie and Adam, and then they brought back the build team, and the build team is Tori Belleci, Carrie Byron, and Grant Imahara, and they had the previous season or two seasons ago, I guess it is now, they had made a decision, I think it was Discovery, that, you know what, we're going to go back to basics, we're going to not keep the build team, and we're going to just have it be Jamie and Adam again, which is how the show started. And I don't know if they wanted to do that because they had the end game in mind. But, you know, it was rather upsetting. I think there were a lot of fans that were upset because, you know, I can speak for myself. I got to the point where I almost enjoyed what they were doing more so than the main two. And so it was rather sad for me that they were no longer on there. So they brought them back to kind of do a little roundtable episode. Talk about, you know, what's your favorite episode? What's your least favorite? What's the most disgusting thing you did? All that kind of stuff. And one of the things, and they would have these little snippets by people, you know, they had President Obama left a snippet. But one of them was from this woman that was in, I forget where she was from. And they were watchers of Mythbusters. And something happened, they had a patch of ice. It was like this woman and her young child. And she remember, so they hit a patch of ice, and they skidded off the road and into the water, and the car sank. And she's trying to open the door, and the door won't open. And she recalled they did a couple episodes on this, actually. But they found out that if you can hold your breath and not panic, this is kind of the key. If you cannot panic and let your car fill up with water, so you got to hold your breath for a little bit, nothing, you know, inhuman, because you stay obviously in the air as long as you can. But once the car fills up enough that there's water on the inside of the door as well as the outside of the door, the pressure equalizes and you can open the door. Before then, you can't open the door because the pressure of the water outside is so much greater than the water inside. And, you know, so that's a lesson that I've taken away from, you know, from the show. You know, if I ever get into that situation, hopefully I will remember it. Well, this woman got in that situation, and she's trying to open the door, and it's not working. And, you know, the kid's in the back crying, and she's like, we're going to die. And then she remembered, you know, that, oh, no, I need to, you know, based on watching Mythbusters, she's like, I need to let the water come in. And they both got out. They both got out fine. And, you know, she said right in the video, if it hadn't been for that, you know, they wouldn't be there. They would have both died, because there was no way they could get out. They didn't have anything to break the glass. And while you can get things to break the glass, the reality is you don't need it. So it was a great show. They're going to be in reruns for a while. They had an announcement there that they're going to be on the Science Channel, which we actually don't get. Not that I'm terribly interested in, you know, watching all the reruns again. If I'm flipping around and they're on, I might do that. There's also like a Secret/Lost episode that's supposed to be on there. So I want to look for that. I haven't found it yet. I looked once, but might be out now. So anyway, that's what I was thinking about. You know, it's just, it was a good show. It was a fun show. They did a lot of varied things, and they tried to be scientific in their methods, and it was a show that had a really lasting impact, I think. A pretty important show, so more so than some. So I'm going to miss it. One less show to watch. Anyway, I'm going to let that be that for today. I will be back tomorrow, and I'll be talking to you then. So, be seeing you.